Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're live. Right now it's time for one of our newer shows on the network, Conscious Heart with Philippa. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Philippa, welcome back.
Oh, hi, Nicole. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here, and good morning, good afternoon, evening, wherever you may be. The topic of this session, this hour, is Conscious Heart, as Nicole has just said. So I'm going to talk a wee bit more about that today. But firstly, I'd love to hear from any callers out there who are feeling perhaps that they could do with a little bit more strength, a little bit more self-empowerment at the moment, whether it be for today, for the week, just in general. So if you feel that there are any barriers to your well-being, your self-empowerment at the moment, please call in and interrupt at any time. I'd be very happy to talk with you and see in what ways I can support you to improve your well-being right now. So, Conscious Heart. I mentioned last month when I spoke a bit about what I do, and generally I work with the pragmatic, so that's our connection with the earth, which is really important as well, that we have a conscious connection with the earth. But also I'm involved in energy healing, so that's connecting with the spiritual, and we need to consciously connect with spirit as well as we do with the earth. For the pragmatic side, I have undertaken the heart math training with a fascination of the science research that has come out of the HeartMath Institute. It's given us so much knowledge and information about our heart itself. And of course, it is so much more than just a physical pump, and does so much for our physical being, our mental and emotional being as well. So let's just reflect on the heart, and I may have given you some facts about the physical heart, but just to recap, the heart is much more than a pump. It is the first organ that forms in the body, in the fetus, before the brain, in fact. It's the only organ in the body that functions completely independently of the brain. So it's vital in so many ways, and it communicates with our brain constantly and affects the way in which our brain functions. So the heart, which really I see as the center of our body, and almost the portal really for our well-being, for our connection with the earth, for our connection with spirit, is incredibly important. And whatever we're feeling at any given time, be it discontent with what might be happening in our lives at the moment, or a sense of contentment, impacts on the health of our body. So it really is very important for us to develop an awareness of whether we are generating from the heart, at the heart, feelings that are unhelpful to us at a given time, although they may be giving us signals about things that we need to do and changes that we need to make and ways in which we perhaps need to interact differently with others or make different decisions. It's just such a pool of knowledge, the heart. or whether in fact we are feeling completely contented through those emotions that we're generating at the heart. So there are two main types of emotions, and it might be helpful just to reflect right now on what emotions are dominant for you. Are they feelings that are uncomfortable, potentially discontent, expressing discontentment? Are they feelings that are quite comfortable and contented for you at the moment? So the first step, really, as I see it in our well-being, is noticing what's happening at the heart. And that's a conscious step to do that. We need to intentionally do that, stop and take notice of what's happening at the heart. So for you, just consider perhaps a name that you might be able to give to the emotions that you're feeling. Are they emotions of discontent, of frustration, of discomfort? Or are they the other type, as I would call them, there being two main types? Are they those ones of contentment? If things are not comfortable for you at the moment, if those feelings are not ones of contentment, please feel free to call and share those with me, and we can perhaps go through some exercises and have some discussion around ways in which you might be able to be supported to shift those feelings. Because it's one thing to become aware of what those feelings are. It's another thing then to get those uncomfortable feelings out of the way and do something with them that enables you to shift to feelings of greater contentment. So really that work, that understanding about the heart and its effect on the physical body, because of course our whole hormonal systems, autonomic nervous system, are involved in those feelings that we're experiencing right now. In fact, the digestive system, cardiovascular system, all of the internal systems of our body are affected by what we are feeling at any given time. And those feelings that are not so comfortable are not going to be in the longer term beneficial to our health, and those that are more comfortable will be beneficial. There is no right or wrong, by the way, of emotions. We all are human. We generate a range of different emotions at different times. In fact, within 1 hour, within 1 day, we can generate feelings of extreme discontent to extreme content, and anywhere on that spectrum in between. So there is no right or wrong. But it certainly is helpful to us to have means of being able to shift those feelings that we know in the longer term are not going to be helpful to our health and well-being. So this term conscious, as I say, it's about being intentional, making a decision. So it requires thought. We think about things when we create an intention. We determine what that intention is. We consciously do something about it. So when we talk about conscious heart, it is making a decision to consciously focus on the heart. Notice what's happening at the heart, how we're feeling. And then we can move to being in a much stronger position to attend to those things that are spiritually important as well. And let me explain that a wee bit more. So the science behind HeartMath first takes us on a journey of pragmatism, of being really clear and understanding scientifically, pragmatically, what's going on at a heart level. I mentioned last week that the heart is able to produce a magnetic signal. In fact, other parts of the body produce magnetic signals. We know that the brain does as well. But the magnetic signal that's produced by the heart is so much more powerful. And it is measured by scientific equipment, but it is unseen. So we have our physical body, of course, that we see, that we know intimately about, but we have, of course, our spiritual body as well, which is unseen. And the understanding around the magnetism of the heart can lead us into a greater connection with our spiritual body and understanding of that as well. And I'd be really interested to hear any views about both earth connection and spiritual connection, because they're both vital. And you know, this radio station is providing a wonderful service to the community by focusing on soul news and supporting people to create that spiritual connection based on some of the other programs that I've listened to. We all do it in many different ways. We find, we search and find and continue to search to improve ways of connecting to our spiritual selves. But maintaining our connection with the earth while we're in physical body is just so important as well. And for me, the balance between the two is vital for complete well-being. Having a really good connection with the earth, with the what we might call 3D things that we have to attend to in the world, the everyday things of our lives, attending to our children, relating to partners, to family, to colleagues at work, those things are really important, just as our personal spiritual connection is important. But for all those things to work effectively for us, there needs to be a sense that we have a balance in there, a connection, both an effective connection, both with the earth and with the heavens, with the spirit as well. So it's conscious connection. I'm just looking at some notes I made here because this is a massive topic, and I've been doing a bit of research in these past few days to try and get more information from others as well about what they think of, because it's together, of course, that we create our well-being.
Would you like to take a 12 just before you launch into the next section?
I'd be very happy to do that, Nicole. Thank you.
All right. I just felt like this might be a good time to pop in there. 781, you're live with Philippa on News for the Soul. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Anne from Boston.
Anne, how are you doing?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Also hanging.
Well, hanging. Good thing to do.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Not doing too bad. How about you?
Very good. Thank you very much. How is Boston today?
Steamy.
Is it?
Little steamy.
Of course. You are in your summer and I am in my winter.
Would be enjoyable, yeah, right about now.
So how are things going for you?
I'm still on my healing journey.
Are you? Can you tell me a wee bit about that?
I've had hit by a car, dealing with cancer, had a back injury, so I don't know what I'm doing with all of this. So that's what's going on.
So what emotions are you aware of right now that are dominant for you?
The most of the emotions is sometimes I get resentful, angry. Mm-hmm. It's been a long journey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sounds like you have had a lot to deal with. And as I said before, no emotions are right or wrong, and given what you've had to deal with, they are completely understandable. Is there anything about how you feel that you want to change?
I feel like a prisoner, basically.
Do you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what way do you
blocks
feel?
Blocks are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like turning around and trying to get ahead. It's like I go in one direction, block. Go in another direction, block. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay. I mean, it's not totally terrible.
No, no. So what's not terrible about it?
Well, I don't have asthma. I can breathe. Breathing's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is food on the table. I have good people around me, and that's what I focus on.
Yeah, that's very good. Mm-hmm. Very important to have personal support. So what's made you call in today? I mean, it's great.
Probably just the attitude that I've had.
Okay.
And that's
what
probably
can you tell me about? Okay. How would you describe your attitude?
Like I said, the blocks are everywhere. Every time I turn around to go forward, I have a block. That and the resentment. And, you know, when is this going to end? And I hope it doesn't end in death. I'd like to be overcome it all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's really good to have a motivation to want your life to continue in a positive way. That's important, and it's really good to have that motivation because we don't always every day have that, do we?
No.
Mm. So do you have breathing techniques that you use to support you when you're feeling your resentment?
Yes.
Okay, and you find them helpful?
Yes, and the mantras too. They're very simple mantras, but they work.
Okay. And do you find that the more that you do them, that you have a sense that the resentment is dissipating?
I don't anticipate. I just think it's just a habit I have.
Sorry, I mean dissipate. So do you feel that the resentment subsides a little when the more that you do your breathing techniques and mantras?
No. Well, sometimes yes, but sometimes no.
Mm-hmm.
I can find distractions everywhere.
You can find what, sorry?
Distractions everywhere.
Distractions, yeah. And do those distractions generally relate to your health and your personal circumstances?
No.
Do you mean you can find distractions that take you away from your health?
Yes.
Concerns? Well, that's great. So you actually have quite a bit that are going on there that's helpful for you and positive for you, don't you?
Yes.
That's awesome. Do you understand, or when I say understand, have you learnt by whatever means what's happening in the brain when we respond with a particular attitude on a regular basis to something?
Well, I know how I think.
Yes. So that in the brain we have there's a very small organ, shall I call it, that's called the amygdala. Have you heard about the amygdala before?
Yes.
You have. So its basic job really is to look for what's familiar in our system. So if we respond to a situation in a certain way, and let's say you're aware through pain or discomfort, whatever it might be, that you have a sense of resentment and anger due to a health issue that you may have, then the brain will go, okay, that's fine, not in the sense that it's fine that you have a health issue, but it just recognizes the response as being a normal one for you. It starts to develop a normal response or a response of accepting your resentment as normal. So let me try and make that clearer. The brain develops in response to what we do and think, responses itself. And we can reset that amygdala in the brain to respond in different ways if we are conscious and intentional about it. So if you didn't want to respond with resentment, for example, and again, I say it's completely natural that you do and you may not wish to change that, but if you did want to change that, you can intentionally, the moment you feel resentment, go through your breathing technique or start going through a mantra that you have found helpful and train the brain away from the feeling of resentment and into a more positive feeling. Am I making any sense?
Yes.
But the thing to do is the moment you feel that resentment generated or anger or whatever it is that's uncomfortable for you that you don't like, then is the time to go through your breathing, start your mantra, whatever it is you choose to do that you consider to be most helpful in that situation. And then what you're doing is training the brain to say, actually, no, resentment is not my normal in terms of response to this situation. And you're changing it to a new normal. It's a bit like downloading new software on your computer or resetting, you know, your computer. It's the same sort of thing. And it's been proven to be very, very effective. We use specifically the HeartMath breathing techniques, but if you already have breathing techniques and a mantra that work well for you, then there's no reason why they won't similarly work in this situation.
Well, it might be a good idea to go over the HeartMath breathing techniques.
Certainly. Would you like to do that now?
Yes.
And
I think it would be
all
helpful.
The listeners can do it with us. Okay. So what I'll do, I'll just start us off with heart-focused breathing. And what I didn't go over last week was taking that to the next step, which takes it into a different technique called quick coherence. And when I say a different technique, it actually starts exactly the same as heart-focused breathing, but it has a second step added onto it. From memory, I don't think that we did this last month, rather. So for the second step, and we'll just prepare for that before we start, we need to, each of us who are listening, imagine a place which might be in the distant past, it might be in recent past, where we feel really, really good, like it's just gives us such a happy feeling, or it may be just being with a pet, you know, the feeling we get from being with a pet, the feeling we get from being with a family member, friend, someone that we know. So it's anywhere where we may take our mind and being to a really happy place. Okay, so if each of us can just think for a moment what that might be, where that might be, and in particular the feeling that that generates for us. And for each person that's going to be different. So do you feel you have found, Evelyn, a place where you can go?
Yep.
In your mind?
Yep.
And
yes, I do.
And you've got a... Okay, excellent. So I'll start us off with heart-focused breathing, and then after a short time when we've found, each of us found our own steady rhythm. Of course, some of you may feel you're not in a position to practice this right now, but know that you don't have to have your eyes closed. You don't have to be in a quiet place necessarily at all. So you can make that decision anyway, whether it's something you want to try right now. But for those of us that are, let's now focus our attention in the area of our heart. Imagine that our breath is actually going in and out of the heart or chest area, focusing a little deeper than usual and taking our breath slower than usual. So recommendations around 4 or 5 seconds on an inhale, 4 or 5 seconds exhale. But what's important is that you find your own steady rhythm that's slower and deeper than usual. I'll give you about half a minute to do that. If any thoughts distract you, just gently bring your focus back to your heart. And now, when you're ready, activate that feeling of appreciation or care for someone or something in your life, or that feeling from your personal special place, and try to breathe it in with every breath. Just let it go on the out breath. So continuing the heart focused breathing, but breathing in your own personal feeling from your happy place in on every breath. Okay, I'm going to stop there, but this is something that you can allow to keep going for a few minutes. If you're trying it on your own, Evelyn, do you have any comments about that and how was that for you?
Well, this is one of the techniques I use all the time, and it's always been effective. One of my best distractions.
Oh, very good. So you're familiar with the heart math work?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So do you see yourself being able to use that in a situation when you're feeling, and as soon as you feel resentment or anger or those feelings that you're not wanting as much as others?
Yeah, I'm not always that good about it, though. There are times when I just let it roll, let the resentment roll.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's just being human, and you're allowed to do that. You're in complete control of that.
I never beat myself up about it.
Mm-hmm. No, well, that's excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think this was good. It was a good part of the day. It was a good time to do that. So thank you.
Okay. Oh, no problem at all. And, you know, it's so good that you're already familiar with that technique. And the thing that I find personally as a heart math mentor and trainer as well is just reminding myself sometimes that I need to do it. You know, we can just get caught up in the day and get caught up in the rush of things, and we all need to remind ourselves at different times that tool is there. There are other tools that are there to support us and to bring a sense of alignment to our physiological system despite the challenges we're facing. So it's a really good reminder for us all, thanks Evelyn, to do that. So thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it, and I wish you well and the best of health.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anne. keep in touch. Let us know how you're going. And all the other callers are just listening.
Yes, sure. Thank you, Nicole.
All right.
We've been talking about the importance of the connection with the earth and the connection with spirit, and that means so many different things to all of us. So whatever it means to you, the heavens, the spiritual realms, other dimensions, it's all important. And I certainly see my heart as a portal to those realms, if you like. If anyone else, just before I move on, if anyone else would like to call and comment on that heart-focused breathing, if it's something that you hadn't experienced before, I would really be interested in hearing your comments about how you found that, whether you felt it created any shift for you in terms of your emotional experience before and after. So please don't hesitate to call in and share, and it's often helpful to other listeners to hear what people have experienced. I'd like to share with you something I came across a couple of days ago, and it's a website actually called ConsciousHeart.dk, so it's a Denmark-based website, and that is called Conscious Heart. So, of course, that really triggered some interest in me. And I'd like to just share with you some things that I found on that website to do with their definition of Conscious Heart. I found it really helpful, and it might just support some of you as well. So, first of all, one comment there was that when we rest in the knowing of our own being and in what is the same awareness in all, the heart and body relaxes. So if you consider what we just activated with the heart-focused breathing and the quick coherence technique, really for me, it's not just about bringing a physiological alignment in terms of physical in the body, which it's extremely beneficial for, but it's our whole system. So certainly the heart and body can relax through the use of that technique. And the comment on the site is that then we can realize what is naturally connected for us, what is natural and always connected for us. So it's a really good reminder that that connection is always there, and that is the connection to the earth and the connection to spirit is always there, whether or not we are aware of it. So what tends to happen to us in our lives, I certainly have found this in my personal experience, that we get distracted with the day-to-day work, day-to-day commitments and responsibilities, life, perhaps health issues. They can become really significant distractions for us. But that connection that we have with the earth and spirit is always there. It's just that it becomes disguised. It becomes hidden. And so by consciously focusing on the heart, we actually become more aware, or we renew our awareness of those connections. And so these words really reiterated that for me. When we rest in the knowing of our own being and in what is the same awareness in all, the heart and the body relaxes, and we realize what is naturally and always connected. And carrying on, as we tune into natural silence, and can I just say, I did make the comment when we were about to do the heart-focused breathing and quick coherence that we don't have to be in a quiet place to do that technique. That's part of the beauty of it. That it's been designed to be used in any situation we're in. not necessarily going into meditation when we are in a quiet place, and certainly it can be used to support that. But this is a technique that is intended to keep us alert but calm at the same time, and that is what's so beneficial in it. So carrying on from the website comments here, as we tune into natural silence and move with the flow of being, it will spontaneously become an intimate knowing in our hearts. So that is then highlighting that there is a natural silence, that exists within us, despite the noise that might be going on outside of us and potentially be distracting us. There is a natural silence that exists within us. I really like the way they worded that. And it will spontaneously become an intimate knowing in our hearts. Certainly the heart is the place that's commonly thought of as the source of our intuition. I see my heart like a GPS, okay? And so going to the heart and getting guidance from the heart once I've taken it to that quieter place and calmer place then enables me to listen to my intuition and my inner knowing much more effectively, and consequently I can make much more effective decisions. And further, if we are going to give life a chance, so that's, you know, it's quite a significant comment. If we're going to give life a chance, we must be willing to move past our familiar boundaries. And so that also reminded me of the amygdala and the way in which it just, its job actually, is to look for what's familiar. What's familiar in this being, in this body right now, and when it recognizes what's familiar, it accepts it willingly and doesn't in itself do anything about it. We have to consciously say, no, I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that emotional response. I'm not happy with the way I'm feeling right now. And we have to decide that we want to do something about it and consciously move past the familiar if it's not working for us and create a new familiar. An open-hearted transparency, and I'm reading from the site again, an open-hearted transparency, everything is seen as it is, but at the same time it is completely okay as there is no judgment. And it's really important that we remember that. It's so easy to fall into self-blame because of the emotions we are experiencing and almost try and justify the emotions that can potentially contribute to ill health. So there is no judgment. Internally, spiritually, there is never any judgment. We are as human beings here doing the best that we can with what we have. And we are certainly seeing a far greater motivation right across the world now. Well, and yes, certainly across the world, even if it's in fits and starts, a desire to create greater well-being for ourselves and others. And I think it's important for our own personal well-being and the well-being of our homes, our communities, society at large. It's really important to believe that and to trust in that, because it is so easy to be distracted by unhelpful things. And if we listen to other news, to find ourselves immersing or becoming immersed in news which is incredibly unhelpful to the well-being of ourselves and society. So I think, you know, we all need to consciously find news that is helpful and focus on things that make us feel good, feel aligned. And we have to be conscious about that too. So everything that we do really requires conscious commitment. One of the comments here is under a section called joyful commitment. Joy is such a full word, isn't it, really, if you think about it in terms of those positive, helpful feelings for our system, for our being. And when we find that joy, the response in the heart, and this is quoting again, the response in the heart is a deeply felt gratitude. And I think certainly for me, when I practice heart-focused breathing and the quick coherence, it generates a greater sense of gratitude for the positive that we have, for the good things out there, for the good people out there, and for the good in ourselves as well, and that intimate knowing of our own heart. And this writer goes on to say that one feels an urge to give oneself body and soul to that which can set you free. And there is absolutely no doubt, this is my comments now again, absolutely no doubt in my mind that when we have that sense of connection and internal alignment, we have a greater sense of freedom, a greater sense of empowerment to control what goes on in our environment and to perhaps sometimes make decisions to move and remove ourselves from an environment that is not beneficial to us to one which is beneficial and that can generate more joy and well-being. And just one more sentence I want to relay from this article I'm looking at is that you discover through your own heart how freedom and responsibility are inextricably related. You discover through your own heart how freedom and responsibility are inextricably related. So we have that stillness and that silence within our beings. Really important to remember that and to connect with that regularly in whatever way that we may find best. To seek support from others when we know that it's needed and that we can't do it by ourselves. We can't overcome challenges on our own. And to, on a daily basis, check in, really, that we have that feeling there. You know, just to start the day with, I remember talking to Nicole last month about my practices, and I always try to start the beginning of the day, before I even get out of bed, actually, with a grounding, with a connection to the earth and to spirit. And I find that that makes it much easier for me during the day when I do come across challenges to return to that sense of alignment, that inner knowing and connection. So any of you out there, again, that would like to pass any comment on any of that, I'd love to hear from you. We cannot alone create the improvements in the world that are needed. We cannot create the improvements potentially in our own homes, our workplaces that are needed just on our own, but there is a lot that we can do individually, and certainly by sharing with each other what we do, how we do it, then that magnifies the healing, in fact, for not only ourselves, but those around us as well. So really happy to hear any comments any of you may have about that, and also anyone else who would like to share challenges that they've faced, discontent that they're experiencing or have experienced, and perhaps even other ways or other tools that they use to help overcome those challenges.
So Philippa, all the callers are just listening right now, and just let you know you're about 9 minutes from the top. So yes. I think if you were still planning on doing a group process, this would probably be a great time.
A group healing?
Yeah.
Or any group process. So certainly the HeartMath tools and techniques, the heart focus breathing and the quick coherence, are great for groups, and I hope that some of you, other than Evelyn, who had called in, have found that helpful for you today, and know that that can be something that can be repeated. The healing practices that I use are, of course, energy-based healing, and it's a process whereby I support people in balancing their chakra systems, their energy systems within their body, and really fill them up with healing energy. So perhaps right now, Nicole, I could support people who are in a position to do this at the moment, to just sit comfortably somewhere, ideally without distraction and noise, but I can certainly begin by taking a few heart-focused breaths to help that inner focus. And I'll take, callers through a process of just filling your body up with healing energy. So healing energy is something that's accessible to all of us at any time. We just need to ask for it. Focus on the heart. And allow it to come through to us. So it's not something you necessarily have to have facilitated for you. Certainly hands-on healing or having being in a situation person to person with a healer is always really valuable. But just know that these last few minutes of the call is not the only time you will have to experience healing today or this week. You can ask for it at any time. So sitting comfortably in a chair now, or lying down if you choose. Let's focus our attention in the area of the heart. Imagine that our breath is flowing in and out of the heart or chest area. Breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. And you can imagine being in your happy place and inhaling that feeling that is so helpful to you from your happy place. Imagine a rainbow around you now, from which you can draw any color you want, any colors you want. Or you can imagine the rainbow completely being absorbed by you being absorbed by it. And I want you now to imagine that you are accessing healing energy from the most divine source, from the highest source in the universe. And allow it into your heart. From your heart, let it go down to your right foot. Your feet also having a connection with the earth, even if you are lying down. Imagine that healing energy now filling all your toes. Through the center of your foot, the arch to your heel, your ankles, continually pouring in from your heart, pure healing energy, up your leg, through your calf to your knee, through your thigh to your torso, and down into your left foot, filling all your toes, through the middle of your foot, the arch through to the heel, your ankles, and more healing energy coming from the heart, from the most divine source, continuing up your left leg through the calf to the knee, the thigh, and into the torso. And from the base of your main torso body, imagine this healing energy swirling around, filling the lower torso, the hip area, and gradually making its way up, traveling through the spine, but generating throughout the whole body, through the abdominal area, the ribs, around the heart and up into the shoulders, filling all the organs in the body. And traveling down both arms, across the elbows, through the wrist and into the hands. Just soak that healing energy up. Come back to the shoulders. Fill the shoulders with the healing energy. And continue into the upper spine, into the neck, and all of your head. Consider whether there is a particular part of your body where you would like to focus more healing energy. Focus there. Take more energy there. and imagine yourself surrounded with pure white light. Know that you are fully supported. That healing energy is always available to support you. And enhance your being. And take that knowledge with you through the rest of the day, the week, and the month. Thank you, and I will be with you on the call again the first Tuesday of September, 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Beautiful. It's top of the hour. Any shameless self-promotion that you want to share with us before ending?
Well, the gift of healing. I've said before, Nicole, is the most important thing to me. And if people want a personal healing, which I can facilitate via Zoom, anything from 15 minutes to an hour unity field healing, please contact me. I'm very happy to do that. But also know that you have some self-healing ability too. Thank you.
Beautiful. We've got some weird techie beeps going off in the background. So hopefully you caught that in. If you didn't, Philippa is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Thanks, Philippa. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Nicole. And thanks, callers.
So you can find Philippa and her bio and links, all that, at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.